I'm presently raping Bambi, yo. And if you're offended by this, or you're too young to see it, man, well, get the hell out of here, okay?
Oh yeah, and welcome to BDO Radio. I'm your host, Budweiser. And you're tuned in for show number 4, recorded on February 15th, year 2006. Now, the recording, the talk segments were done on February 15th, but the skits were done basically in the last 2-3 days. So we quickly actually put together a show again. Like I talked about in show number 1, speed of production is really what we're looking for with BDO Radio. Now that we're doing recorded shows again with a new format and a new theme, if you want, a new feel to them. I think we're really getting the hang of it. Like I thought, just like Jam Sessions, the BDO television series that I said, you know, was going to be easy to produce and easy to release every week. We're already up to what, like number 6 now? I'm actually in the process of making number 7. It's a bit more complex. In fact, I'm trying to build a recipe to keep it simple, but it's really difficult at this point because we're dealing with a different type of sound recording, and it makes the process a little bit more lengthy. I'm going to look to change that over time. But that's it. Now, so far in the month of February on BDO Radio, I gotta say, I think we've been flawless so far on the Sunday Classics. Yeah, we've had Astahoth twice on Sunday Classics, so that seems to be a new regular one for BDO. Astahoth, really a good performer. I'll be mentioning him later in this very segment. But now what I'd like to start talking about is the other day. Now, the Of The Matrix approached me with a video while I was in Florida. Actually, I went to Of The Matrix's place back in the holidays, 2005-2006. I went to his place and he presented to me the video called The Pharmacratic Inquisition. Now, I don't know if a lot of you people know about this video, but it seems to be pretty much underground, a very underground video. It's not something that everybody should know of. For you people who do know of it, well, you're gonna know what I'm talking about. But now, basically, it has to do with they're trying to explain to you what is being hidden about psychotropic substances, psychotropic elements, and like they say that they're being hidden by the government and so forth, and the information is being withdrawn from us about these. And they go on about explaining a lot about mushrooms and their relation to religion and to our celebration of New Year's and so forth. And honestly, on some front, I buy some parts. I actually buy some parts. I'm like, that makes sense. And on top of that, these guys that made the video are not stupid idiots, okay? They're quite smart, actually, I'll say, okay? I noticed that they're two very intelligent men doing this video, okay? So let's not dispute that. These guys are not fucking crazy. They're not seeing shit. And they're probably not on mushrooms while they're doing the video. That would be funny, though. I'm gonna show you the macrocosm of the microcosm, man. Whoa, shit, man. Yeah, that would be just fucking hilarious. The Pharmacratic Inquisition on shrooms. Me and Of The Matrix should memorize the whole 3-hour 25-minute video and redo it, replay it out, but while we're on shrooms. That would be so fucking hilarious. Man, and you can see here there's a shaman ready to take his shrooms, man. Yeah, anyways. But honestly, they have some good points, but there's some parts I just cannot buy. Such as the fact that they're comparing the Amanita muscarita mushroom to Santa Claus, saying like the red and the white, that's where it comes from. No. Guess who made that Santa Claus? Coca-Cola made the Santa Claus. What's the colors of Coca-Cola? Red and white, right? It has nothing to do. Maybe Coca-Cola has something to do with the mushroom, but not Santa, not directly, at least. Anyways, no, there's a lot of things that really do make sense. There are explanations of the constellations, of the age of Aquarius, of all these facts. Actually, they're undeniable, are very interesting, but the part about the drug, they compare way too much shit. Like the mushroom that's open looks like Jesus Christ with a sash on the cross. I don't know about that, man. I'm so not religious that I don't even see it. You know what I mean? I don't know why. Anyways, but the video, I will recommend it to everyone to watch it. Just Google it up, because I don't have the address with me right now, and I'm really talking about a little something funny for this show, for the recording of this show right now. But look it up on Google. The Pharmacratic Inquisition. Yes, I'm not going to spell it out. It's going to take like 3 minutes on my goddamn show to spell all that shit out. So, the Pharmacratic Inquisition. Okay, there's no K in there. Okay, just for if you're like putting K's in there, just know that there's no K's. Okay. Anyways, that's about that. And I gotta mention another thing. This is actually funny. I am right now sitting on my office chair with these little chairs with wheels on them that can slide across the room. Yeah, I'm in my kitchen with this chair and everything, and I'm recording this segment. Reason being that there is so much fucking noise in the studio due to the 120 millimeter fans in the computer. And since I've done this new setup with my voice compressor, my audio compressor, I actually am getting so much noise, and I have to do all these noise removal processes. And to move the recording of the show in the kitchen is the solution. All I have in the kitchen is my fridge, and it's nowhere near as loud as the computer when the microphone's next to it. So yeah, you might notice that it's particularly noiseless. There's probably a little tad of a hum in the background, but not much. It's most likely noiseless. Anyways, that's a funny little addition to the way I'm recording shows now. I moved into the kitchen to record voice. It's gonna be nice when we're doing a group recording where I'll be cooped up in here. That would be fucking disastrous. No, I don't think we'd do that ever. No, we're gonna use the studio, and I'm gonna remove the noise. I found actually cool ways this show to do that. Now, we're gonna move on with today's show. Now, we got three brand new skits and a brand new middle segment for this show. Nothing is recycled. Everything is brand new on today's show. So, on top of that, I gotta add props to two people in this. Mr. Astahoth, who has contributed to the skit, the second one you're gonna hear in today's show. It's called The Bitter Vacuum Cleaner Salesman. I would be the salesman, and Astahoth played the guy who answers the door. So that's my props to Astahoth, who really participated in this one in full. And then we got a special thanks to Pascal, who actually came up with the ideas for all the skits in today's show. Each skit was, basically, I had the scenario line. She is just amazing at coming up with scenarios off the top of her head that work for the style of improv I work with. So I've been taking her suggestions lately, and she's like a fountain of suggestions, and that was a problem of mine lately. I had a problem coming up with funny shit. Anyway, so I think they're really fucking funny. It's gonna start off with When Two Fish Collide, a very interesting skit. quite funny, actually. It's just stupid. It's really good, actually. You're gonna like it. Yeah, fish are very dumb. Anyways, so, before I wrap up the first segment, I'm gonna have a little toke on the air. Why not, you know? Just a little, not even traditional toke, just a little toke, period. Oh yeah. So that wraps up the first segment. We're going on to the second one. The second was really funny. I'm not even gonna fill you in on it. And in between this segment and the next one, there's a skit. So stay tuned. Show number 4, people, February 15th, year 2006.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
This segment is brought to you by Jack's Artificial Kneecaps.
Hi, I'm Jack. If you've recently gotten beaten up because you owed money to the mob, it's time to buy some of my kneecaps.
Ow! Oh. Ow, man! Ow!
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Dude, yeah.
I wasn't watching where I was going.
Man, it's all right, man. I'm a blowfish, you're a blowfish. We're swimming in the same sea. I mean, like, it's all good.
If you were anything smaller, I'd get pissed off right now. you mind, getting out of my way?
Man, why don't you go around me instead? Just like, or something?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I can't do that today. I'm really not in a good mood. I'm not gonna go around you. Can you please get out of my way?
I'm not gonna do that, man. I mean, this is my territory and—
See, I think we have a problem here, Az.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go around you. I'm not gonna do that today. You are gonna get the fuck out of my way.
No, you see, if you're gonna ask me like that, you know, it's like
I'm gonna get through you.
No,
you know
not.
That. I'm gonna get through. Damn it. We're gonna have to resolve this problem.
Yes, we're gonna have to.
It's gonna have to start with you moving a little to the left.
I'm not gonna do
that. You can do it.
No.
Get the fuck out of my way.
I'm not gonna.
No, really, I'm not kidding.
Me neither.
Get out of my way. I'm not going around you. Do you hear me? You know what? If you don't get out of my way, I'm gonna bite you.
You're gonna bite me, man?
Yeah, I'm gonna bite you.
Well, I'll bite you back, man.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You wanna see my bite?
What, you wanna see mine?
Let's go, let's go, huh?
Ooh, that's just off.
Okay, listen, that was extremely gay. Did we just kiss?
Yeah, man, we really gotta. Okay, listen, on the count of three, you're gonna go right and I'm gonna go left.
Okay, listen, that's kind of a deal right there. One, two. Hey, is that a worm?
Yeah.
I'm getting it first!
You stupid fool, there's a hook on that!
All right, and welcome back to WCCXW Radio, and this is The Hour Show, oh yeah. And today we're gonna have a really great show. Right, Bob?
Yes, Ted, it's really gonna be good.
It's just gonna be tremendously overwhelming. It's just, we got, like, such a great concept for today. I mean, this show, if you keep listening right now, this show, you're really gonna find that it was worth your time, like, every single minute. Right, Bob?
Well, yes, for those of you who are tuned in, I mean, don't change channels. I think you're really going to be impressed by what we're gonna bring to you.
Yes, in fact, in the past when we've said that we were gonna do a good show, we had such a great response, and therefore, you know that we're not lying. I mean, the statistics say that when we say we're gonna do a good show, the show's gonna be good.
Well, yeah, the numbers don't lie, Ted. I mean, if it says 87% of the people like our show when we say it's gonna be good, it ends up being amazing. I mean, it's
amazing. Amazing is the word.
Yep.
The show is really amazing. And our concept today, I mean, what we're about to bring to you may actually spark so much in you. I think our phone line panels will be lighting up. In fact, I hear we're already getting callers. We're about to take some in a few minutes. But you gotta know that the show is really going to be good.
Yes. I mean, I was listening to other radio stations on my way here to do the show, you know? I mean, I got my radio on in the car. Nobody does stuff that's as good as what we're about to do today. We really have the best show. Other stations don't provide to you this.
Yeah, that's right. You know, even, like, he's right. Other stations, you're not gonna get this. This is only brought by us. You cannot get this anywhere else than from us. I mean, it's just overwhelming how much we have to give to you today. Now, Bob, if you'll excuse me, I'll just, like, actually take a caller, because I hear that our switch panel is full. Let's take our first caller, hi there, what's your name?
Yeah, my name's Joe.
Yes, Joe, welcome to The Hour Show.
Yeah, Welcome to the Hour Show, and what's up, Joe?
Well, you guys keep saying your show's so good and all, but are you gonna, like, start it?
That's exactly, you know, we're trying to project a great image of our show right now, and I hope you're tuned in, because you know that you're not gonna regret listening to this show.
Okay, but stop repeating that and start the damn show. Why do you keep repeating that for?
But that's because it's so good. I mean, you won't believe it, okay? Joe, be confident, keep listening. Bob, I think we have even more callers on the Switch.
Oh man, the Switch panel is full. I'm gonna have to take another one right now. What's your name, caller?
My name's Brian.
Yes, Brian. So, what are you calling in about?
Well, when the hell, like the last guy, when the hell are you gonna start the fucking show?
Whoa, there's no need to, like, be rude with me here. I mean, we're announcing how great our show's gonna be, and you come up to us like this.
Yeah, this is not right. What's wrong?
Well, you guys are pathetic. I mean, this is fucking ridiculous. You just keep blah, 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 our show's gonna be good. This is fucking pathetic, that's what it is.
What, pathetic? You little fucking worm?
Well, I'm not the one who can't do a radio show.
Can't do a... Oh my god. You know what, you little fucking prick? I'm gonna ask the secretary to trace the fucking call, and I'm gonna come to your place and fucking break your two fucking legs.
Yeah, that's right, bitch. Yeah, that's right. Bring it on, okay? Anytime.
Well, that's what we're gonna do, bitch. Yeah, that's right. You have no idea how good our show is going to be.
Really? Some people don't get a clue. I mean, you gotta stay tuned to enjoy the uniqueness of the show. This guy is not getting the concept, and... You know, it's like our show is so good statistically that it was shown in many...
This is a special message to interrupt the current broadcast. WCCXW Radio apologizes to all its audience for broadcasting such garbage. The Hour Show has now been canceled, and we will begin broadcasting something audible for a change. Again, we are extremely sorry for airing such vocal accidental birth waste. Bob and Ted are being fired as this message plays. We plan to sue them for damages to our audience and sponsor income. WCCXW Radio will now play some room noise from the studio where the Hour Show used to be taped. At least it's better than the Hour Show itself.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
It's me, Tony, and I'd like to invite you to Tony's steak, sausage, and bacon bar. And we're open every...
Tony.
What is it, man?
We're out of sausage.
Okay, it's gonna be a steak and bacon bar because we're out of sausage.
Tony.
What is it, man?
We're out of steak.
Okay, well, it's gonna be a bacon bar because we're out of steak and sausage. But just come on over it.
Tony.
What is
man,
it?
Man, we're out of bacon.
We're out of bacon now, so you know what? Fuck it.
What the fuck? What the fuck is it?
Yes, I'm here to sell you this wonderful new broken vacuum cleaner. They're broken, therefore they're low priced, and the offer is for a limited time, sir. I'm sure you'll want to buy one of these broken vacuums.
I already have one.
What a broken vacuum. Okay, but I can sell you repair services for your broken vacuum. Just like this one, if you buy it, then we'll charge you $50 to fix it.
No, man. That's just fucking... What the hell did you come from? Are you like... Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
No, I sell vacuums. As I just told you, I'm selling this broken vacuum.
Because if you are, I have a carpet, like the rug you are standing on, like it disintegrates like Jehovah's Witnesses. Sorry, I'll get out of here.
As you can see, it's not disintegrating. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, sir.
Well, I'm gonna punch you in the face if you don't get out. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Listen, okay? You think it's easy doing this job every day? Huh?
Just don't do that fucking job. It's not a fucking problem.
I have a wife and three kids, and I have to feed them, and I have to sell these fucking broken vacuums.
Well, what you can do?
This is shit. Just buy a fucking broken vacuum, or I'll make you fucking swallow it.
Like, take your youngest kid and put it in the oven, and then you can eat your kid.
Man, listen.
You can have food, like, without
working. This isn't funny, dude. I'm going crazy here. I've been doing this shit door to door, getting crap from you motherfuckers every fucking door for the last 10 fucking years.
Well, you know what? Here's more crap. You suck.
Fuck you, bitch. I'll fucking whack you with this vacuum cleaner.
Ah, what the fuck doing, man? It's getting me inside. I'm stuck. I'm stuck.
Fucking
I'm stuck
bastard.
I'm stuck in the fucking fight. What the fuck, man?
Fucking bastard.
You're so...
Oh, yeah, man, are the skits good today. I hope you loved that one, the one that just played the vacuum the bitter vacuum cleaner salesman. That basically is my favorite of this show. Then it would be followed by When Two Fish Collide, and then Stuck Elevator, which is coming up last. Not that I don't like it, it's just that I find that the vacuum cleaner salesman is just fucking so hilarious. Anyways, yeah, the middle segment was cool too, that idea that I had to do a show where all they're doing is saying how good their show's gonna be. You know those fucking talk shows like Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien and all these guys? They all spend like 5 minutes of their fucking show saying how good it's gonna be. Just shut the fuck up and start the goddamn show, will you? You know? Especially Conan. Well, he does it less now, but he used to be fucking pathetic. Yeah, that's where I got the idea from. It's a funny little thing that I thought up. I said, let's just push it a little too far, you know? Like I always do with my comedy, anyway. So I'm going to repeat my props to the two people who helped for today's show. And on top of that, I got to add, my props to Astahoth first, and then my props to Pascal. I have to add that she also is doing the artwork for Full Bowls and Other Things Volume 2 from BDO Radio, the new CD. It's gonna be some really funky shit, man. It's really, like, it just grabs the eye, I find, what I've got so far. And I probably have already more than enough to assemble a CD with it. It's gonna be quite amazing when you get the product in your hand. You're gonna see that, well, it's quite different from the first one, which was like it felt too, like, I don't know, corporate, you know, really neat, organized, you know. Now it matches what the content is. The content is chaotic. This is what I like to call chaotic improv humor. It's always chaotic. Our skits, when we're in group, it's always fucking chaotic. And I find that the design of the album will be chaotic. It's going to be loud, if you want. It's gonna be a strong look, you know what I mean? Anyways, very abstract also, because we are totally abstract in what we do, and I feel that the design represents the way we do the material. It's just literally a mess. It's a fucking funny mess, but it's a mess nonetheless. And it's really cool. Like, the only cleanup that occurs is me in editing, and then it comes out as is, just like the skits for this show. I mean, it's all done the same way. In fact, now I'm actually gonna take a pact soon to make sure that every fucking single multiple character track I do myself will be recorded in multi-track and not in linear. Linear is when I actually record all the characters, but I record it on one sound file, and then I cut the characters up and overlap the voices as I wish. The best and fastest way is multitracking. Basically, I record one voice on one track, then I listen to the first voice and add my responses with a second voice, and if I need a third voice, I leave blanks in there for me to be able to do the third voice. Anyways, it's 10 times faster, at least. So, and it sounds 10 times better. I don't know why I just don't always work that way. Sometimes I think it's gonna go faster the other way, and it always ends up that multi-tracking is faster and sounds better, really. Like, when there's overlapping between the voices, it sounds more natural. Anyways, you probably noticed that in all of today's skits. Really big fucking show I've whipped up for you guys today. And I mean, at the end of this segment, there's gonna be a song coming up. I'm not even sure yet exactly what song I'm gonna put. I mean, I'm gonna come up with the answer at probably towards the end of this segment, right before I play it. And well, that's gonna probably mark, well, not the end of the show, because after the song there's a skit usually. So, anyways, so this has been cool so far. I think we've been getting good listener response on our new structure for the recorded shows, and also the frequency at which we air them. I mean, we're almost back to that old frequency we had at the beginning, the new beginning, if you want, of bong.dhs.org, where I was making like three shows per week. No, really, in 1999, I think I did like least 60 shows. It was a fucking joke how many shows I did in that year. No, 60 shows? Are you fucking kidding me? I did way more than that. When does 1999 stop? I think it stops at like show number 69 or 70 or something. And from 1 to 70 were all made in 1999. I don't have that target for this year, but I do plan on doing more regular shows. And we're close to that rhythm of production that we were back in 1999. That's kind of cool. Oh. Yeah. So, people gave good responses, and not many people have been coming back to me about the fact that we sometimes recycle old bong.dhs.org material. We're not done doing that, obviously. I want to bring anything from bong.dhs.org that's really good. I want to bring it back on the BDO Radio playlist and keep it there. Because it's worth it. I mean, and especially the latest skits we've done, there's many funny ones, and they're all in high quality, so I don't have to worry about, like, migrating it to this new form of audio that we're broadcasting now, that it's sounding like crap. Some of them I will have to work on, because they will sound like crap. I'll have quite a job to do. I mean, like, last show, the fucking Iraq report... took me 2 hours to adjust the sound for it to sound any decent. It just sounded like shit, that skit. That kind of sucked, actually. I hadn't realized how even a year or 2 years ago my sound was still bad. It's just I'm evolving, I'm a skyrocketing in terms of audio. I mean, these shows now today, I mean, they take me a quarter, an eighth of the time they used to take me to do. I mean, this is just great. So that's it. And, quick word about BDO Television. I gotta mention this. Now, BDO Television is our new website to accommodate all the videos we were making for bong.dhs.org, which we continue under the name BDO Radio. Type in your web browser, bdoradio.com/television, to access this separate website for the videos. There's a lot of shit in there, and Jam Sessions is really in full swing now. We went from 1 to 6. You know, we did the pilot episode back in December before the holidays, and we're already up to show number 6. And number 7 is in the works already. It's a full lineup episode with the entire band. If you're listening to this show while the episode isn't released yet, you're gonna know that at least. And it's really one hell of a piece of work that we have put together that time. Because we're basically now, at this point, trying to form a band. We're trying to compose stuff and play it and just create something here. We're building a lineup, basically. And it's going to be really interesting over time now, especially, to watch these videos go on. As I think Joe was talking about getting a singer next time to assist, that would just be fucking amazing. So we're going to see where we're going from there. I mean, I haven't even finished episode 7 yet, so I think this is going to gain a lot of popularity within the next few episodes, because they're going to become really entertaining. It's no longer just me and Blunt playing the same songs over and over. Jam Sessions is, I think, something that, you know, it was a really good idea. What I wanted to do is bring back the Sunday Night Jams. Back in the days of bong.dhs.org, from 99 to 2000, we had live jams every Sunday until November of 2000, where I moved out of my parents' place. We had live jams every Sunday with webcams and everything, and it was really cool. I tried to bring those back with Jam Session, and it built something. I mean, listeners had a the viewers had a reaction, and I had good feedback, and someone wanted to join, and they were local, so I said yeah, and that was Astahoth, and Astahoth brought a friend who plays bass, so, like, it built something. It was really a cool idea to release Jam Sessions, and I hope it really, well, becomes a hit over time. You're going to see the progression of what could be a potential good lineup. So, well, that's it. I'm gonna get ready to play a song. I'm gonna play a very particular song. This one's from David Christian, a guy who does basically industrial techno-ish stuff. And it's basically this is down-tempo. So if you're like stoned right now, you're gonna be tripping. If you're drunk, you're gonna go and lie down and be like, whoa, man. And if you're sober, you're gonna feel like you're stoned. So this is David Christian, Inside Frost. After the song, there's going to be a skit, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to BDO Radio. I'm your host, Budweiser. I'm done for what is of show number 4, recorded February 15, 2006. See you next show, people, and well, keep listening. It ain't over.
BDORadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
This segment is brought to you by Jack's Portable Vomit Buckets.
Hi, I'm Jack. If you regularly drink industrial quantities of cheap alcohol and wind up leaving trails of vomit everywhere you go, it's time to buy some of my buckets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that door gonna open anytime soon?
Yeah, man. I hope we're not, like, stuck or anything, man. I don't want to be stuck in here, man.
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid I think we are. Because the door would have opened by now. I mean, I take this elevator every day.
Elevators suck, man. Help! Help! We're stuck! Help!
Dude.
Help!
Whoa. What? Take a chill pill, what? Man. It's like, we're gonna get help. Just press the help button there and you can talk to the guys.
Okay, man. Help! Help! We're stuck in the elevator!
Don't scream, man. They're not gonna want to help us if you're screaming like a hysterical fuck. They're gonna wait till you fall asleep from suffocation.
Yeah, man, but you don't get it, man. I mean, I got this thing with tight spaces, man. I'm gonna die in here, man.
God damn it. Will you stop worrying?
Yeah,
you know? In fact, hey, do you hear that? Do you hear that?
What? You hear something? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's the sound of help coming on the way.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, no, wait. That sounds like an elevator cable coming loose.
No, no. Man, don't do jokes like that, man. I'm freaking out.
Okay, man. I'm sorry. Bad joke, okay? But okay, help is going to be on the way. I mean...
Yeah.
To passengers in elevator number 6, we are aware it is stuck. You will get help anywhere between 1 to 15 minutes from now.
Oh, well, 15 minutes. I guess... That's just enough time for us to suffocate and not get rescued.
No, no, man! You can't! Don't say shit like that, man! Help! Help! Get us out of here!
Listen, okay, stop banging and screaming. I'm sorry, okay? Bad joke, okay? Bad taste of... Listen, just sit the fuck down. You're making me dizzy, man.
Man, yeah, but... Is the door open? Oh, thank God!
Everyone looks okay. Does this guy have issues?
Yeah, I think the guy's really got issues. You guys took, what, 2 minutes and a half? I don't know. Some people are fucking freaks, man.